सर्वेभ्यः सिद्धान्तकौमुद्याः अजन्तपुल्लिङ्गप्रकरणे नवमः भागः सप्तविंशतितमं दिनं डिसेम्बर् मासे सप्तविंशतितमः दिनाङ्कः येनाक्षरसमां नामधिगम्य महेश्वरात् कृत्स्नं व्याकरणं प्रोक्तं तस्मै पाणिनये नमः वाक्यकारं वररुचिं भाष्यकारं पतञ्जलिं पाणिनिं सूत्रकारं च प्रणतोऽस्मि मुनित्रयम् मुनित्रयं नमस्कृत्य तदुक्तिः परिभाव्य च वैयाकरणसिद्धान्तकौमुदीयं विरच्यते. ओके, एनी डौट्स् फ्रम् प्रीवियस् क्लास्? दिस् इस् द राङ्ग् प्रेसेण्टेशन् आल्सो. थेङ्क्स् रवि. यस्, सो ऐ चेञ्ज् द प्रेसेण्टेशन्. मीन्वैल् एनी क्वश्चन्स्? ओके, सर्वनामसंज्ञाविषये अध्ययनं प्रचलति. सर्वादीनि सर्वनामानि इत्यनेन सर्वादीनां पञ्चत्रिंशतां शब्दरूपाणां सर्वनामसंज्ञा विहिता. तत्रादौ सर्वशब्दः, अकारान्तः, पुल्लिङ्गः, रामशब्दवद्रूपाणि, जसि, नसिंयोः, ङेः, आं प्रत्ययस्य च विषये कार्येषु विशेषः दृश्यते. सर्वे, सर्वस्मिन्, सर्वस्मात्, सर्वस्मै तथा सर्वेषाम् इति पञ्चसु रूपेषु भेदः. यथा सर्वशब्दः तथैव विश्वशब्दोऽपि. अदन्तः, पुल्लिङ्गः, सर्वनाम. ततः उभशब्दः, अकारान्तः, पुल्लिङ्गः, नित्यं द्विवचनान्तः. उभौ, उभाभ्याम्, उभयोः इति त्रीण्येव रूपाणि. तस्य गणे पाठः अकच् प्रत्ययसिद्ध्यर्थम् इत्यपि दृष्टम्. ततः उभयशब्दः, उभयशब्दस्य द्विवचनं नास्ति. यथा उभयशब्दस्य केवलं द्विवचनं, तथा उभयशब्दस्य द्विवचनरूपाणि न सन्ति, एकवचनं, बहुवचनं च इत्यपि दृष्टं. ततः सर्व, विश्व, उभ, उभय, डतर, डतम इति गणे पठितं. डतरडतमौ प्रत्ययौ इत्युच्यते लिखितैः. डतर इति प्रत्ययः, डतम इत्यपि प्रत्ययः. किं यत्तदो निर्धारणे द्वयोरेकस्य डतरच् इति विधीयमानः डतरप्रत्ययः. किं यत् तत् इत्येतेषां त्रयाणां शब्दानां डतरच् प्रत्ययः विधीयते. रूपाणि तु कतरः, यतरः, ततरः इति भवन्ति. एवमेव वा बहूनां जातिपरिप्रश्ने द्वयोर्मध्ये निर्धारणे डतरप्रत्ययः. कतरः नाम विच् अमङ्ग् द टु, द्वयोर्मध्ये कः इत्यर्थः. एवमेव बहूनां जातिपरिप्रश्ने डतमच्, अनेकेषां मध्ये कः इति प्रश्ने कर्तव्ये कतमः इति उच्यते. विच् अमङ्ग्स्ट् मेनी इस् द सेन्स् आफ् डतमच् प्रत्ययः. सो दीस् टु आर् प्रत्ययास्. एकशब्दादपि डतरः, डतम, डतरप्रत्ययः, डतर्मप्रत्ययश्च विधीयते. एकतरः, एकतमः इति रूपं. सो दीस् आर् द सूत्रास् विच् गिव् द डतर एण्ड् डतमप्रत्ययास्. दे आर् आल् बोत् तद्धितप्रत्ययास्. इदानीं प्रत्ययस्य सर्वनामसंज्ञा वा तदन्तस्य शब्दस्य सर्वनामसंज्ञा वा इति प्रश्नः. डतरडतम इति गणे पठितं. डतर इति प्रत्ययस्य सर्वनामसंज्ञा वा अथवा डतरप्रत्ययान्तस्य, अर्थात् कतर इति शब्दस्य, यतर इति शब्दस्य, कतम इति शब्दस्य वा सर्वनामसंज्ञा इति प्रश्नः. इस् द सर्वनामसंज्ञा मेण्ट् फार् द प्रत्यय, फार् द सफिक्स् इट् सेल्फ् आर् फार् वर्ड् विच् एण्ड्स् इन् दट् सफिक्स्? तदा दीक्षितैः उच्यते, दीक्षितैः न, परिभाषा वर्तते काचन, प्रत्ययग्रहणे तदन्ताः ग्राह्याः इति परिभाषा. यत्र कुत्रापि प्रत्ययः यदि गृह्यते तर्हि तदन्तस्य, प्रत्ययान्तस्यैव ग्रहणं, न तु केवलप्रत्ययस्य. यथा ज्ञाप्रातिपदिकात् इत्यधिकारः अधीतः अजन्तपुल्लिङ्गप्रकरणे आदौ. कः अर्थः लिखितः दीक्षितैः? ञन्तात्, आबन्तात्, प्रातिपदिकाच्च. ङी इति प्रत्ययः ङीप् ङीष् ङीन् इत्येतेषां प्रत्ययानां सङ्ग्रहेण उच्यते ङी इत्यनेन. एवम् आप् इत्यनेन टाप् डाप् चाप् इति एते प्रत्ययाः गृह्यन्ते. प्रत्ययत्वात् प्रत्ययग्रहणे तदन्ताः ग्राह्याः इति परिभाषया ङ्यन्तात् आबन्तात् इत्यर्थः स्वीकृतः. एव्रिवेर् जनरली वेर् वि से वेर् पाणिनि इण्डिकेट्स् एनी प्रत्यय इन् हिस् सूत्र He indicates a pratyayanta. It is a karya is not for the suffix by itself, but any word which ends in that suffix. Right. So, yadi anaya paribhashaya datara pratyayantasya datama pratyayantasya cha samya prapyate. Kintu etad apavadatvena apara paribhashaya vartate samya vidhau pratyagrahane tadanta grahanam nasti. These are two opposing paribhashas. The first one tells that wherever a pratyaya is indicated, the karya is for the pratyayanta. But as an exception to that paribhasha, samyavidhau pratyagrahane tatanta grahanam nasti. Yatra kachana samyavidhiyate tatra pratyaya eva grihyate natu tatantaha. If the topic is about a samya, if Panini is defining a samya, then if he indicates pratyaya, the pratyaya itself will get the samya and not tadanta, is this paribhasha. Generally, if a pratyaya is taken, it will indicate the pratyayanta. But in case of samya, samya vidhau, tadanta grahanam nasti. We do not take tadanta, we take that pratyaya. For example, ktak tavatu nishtha ityuchate paninina. He says there is a nishtha is a samya which is being defined. Kta and tavatu are pratyayas. So, ktak tavatu nishtha. इत्यनेन किं ज्ञायते क्त प्रत्ययस्य निष्ठा इति संज्ञा भवति क्तव तु प्रत्ययस्य निष्ठा इति संज्ञा भवति न तु तदन्तस्य. ऑलवेज निष्ठा मीन्स् द सफिक्स् इट् सेल्फ़् द सफिक्स् इस् क्त एण्ड् तव तु आर् काल्ड् निष्ठा एण्ड् नाट् तदन्त. सो इट् इस् बिकास् आफ् दिस् परिभाषा. दिस् परिभाषा बीङ्ग् एन् एक्सेप्शन् टु प्रत्ययग्रहण टेल्स् दट् संज्ञाविधौ प्रत्ययग्रहणे यदि प्रत्ययग्रहणं संज्ञाविधौ कृतम् तदा तदन्तग्रहणं न भवति. कथं ज्ञायते? हौ डु वि नो दट् दिस् परिभाषा एक्सिस्ट्स्? हौ डु वि टेल् दट् संज्ञाविधौ प्रत्ययग्रहणे तदन्तग्रहणं नास्ति? सो द प्रूफ् इस् सुप्तिङन्तं पदं. सूत्रं ज्ञायते सर्वैः. सुबन्तं तिङन्तं च पदसंज्ञं स्यात् इति सूत्रार्थः. सुबन्तास् एण्ड् तिङन्तास् आर् काल्ड् पद इस् वाट् दिस् सूत्र टेल्स्. नौ वै डस् पाणिनि नीड् दिस् अन्तशब्द हियर्? He could have just told sup ting padam. Sup and ting are called pada. Anyway, we have this pratyagrahane tadantaha grahyaha. Tena kim bhavati? Sup iti pratyaha, ting ityapi pratyaha. Taya paribhashaya, pratyagrahane tadantagrahanam ityanena. Subantam tingantam padasamyam bhavati, ityarthaha labhyate. So even if he does not use the anta shabda, if he just says supting padam, by using the pratyagrahana paribhasha, we can derive the meaning saying subantas and tingantas are called pada. Panini uses the word anta, which goes waste. So vyartham sati gyapayati. So that itself is proof for the existence of this second paribhasha, which tells samya vidhau pratyagrahane tadantagrahanam nasti. Since this is a samya, since pada samya is being told by this sutra, if Panini does not use this anta, if he just says tup ting padam, then only the sup suffix and the ting suffix would be called pada and not tadanta. That is why he had to specifically mention sup ting antam padam. Okay, so using this sup ting antam padam, we prove that this paribhasha exists. Samyavidhau pratyagrahane tadantagrahanam nasti. And since this paribhasha exists, all wherever there is a samyavidhi, we take the samya for the pratyaya itself and not for tadanta. So what happens now if tata, Panini includes datara and datama in the sarvadigana, we would have to say that the suffix will get sarvanama samya and not the pada, not tadanta. But what is the point? In this case, in all other cases there is a difference. There is a purpose for only the suffix kta and tavatu getting the nishtha samya and not tadanta. But in this case, sarvadigane yadi datara pratyayasya datama pratyayasya va samya vidhiyate tarhi kimapi prayojanam nasti. We cannot use that samya anywhere. फॉर एग्जाम्पल द सर्वनाम संज्ञा आश्रित कार्याज आर से जशस्सी और जसशी और नसिंगो स्मास्मिनो एटसेट्रा ऑल दोज आर कार्याज विच कम फॉर प्रातिपदिकास इवन तद्धित प्रत्ययाज लाइक त्रल और दा एटसेट्रा दे आर ऑल्सो मेड ऑन प्रातिपदिकास इफ वी गिव द सर्वनाम संज्ञा टू अ प्रत्यय देन देर इज नो पॉइंट देर इज नो यूज ऑफ इट बीइंग इंक्लूडेड इन द सर्वाधिगण सो दीक्षित सेज यद्यपि संज्ञाविधौ प्रत्ययग्रहणे तदन्तग्रहणं नास्ति सुप्तिङन्तं पदम् इति ज्ञापकात् तथापि इह तदन्तग्रहणम् ईवन् देन् हियर् इन् दिस् पर्टिक्युलर् केस् ओन्ली इन् केस् आफ् डतर एण्ड् डतम तदन्तग्रहणं भवति अर्थात् डतरप्रत्ययान्तस्य डतमप्रत्ययान्तस्य च सर्वनामसंज्ञा किमर्थं केवलयोः संज्ञायाः प्रयोजनाभावात् केवलयोः प्रत्यययोः इफ् ओन्ली द सफिक्सस् आर् गिवन् द सर्वनाम संज्ञा देर् इस् नो प्रयोजन देन् पाणिनि नीड् नाट् हव् इन्क्लूडेड् देम् इन् द सर्वाधिगण एट् आल् वि आर् नाट् यूसिङ्ग् द संज्ञा फार् एनिथिङ्ग् सो बिकास् आफ् दट् इन् दिस् पर्टिक्युलर् केस् वी ट्रीट् डतर एण्ड् डतम एस् डतरप्रत्ययान्त एण्ड् डतमप्रत्ययान्त विच् मीन्स् वर्ड्स् लैक् कतर कतम ततर ततम एट्सेट्रा आर् दोस् विच् गेट् सर्वनाम संज्ञा बै दिस् by the inclusion of datara and datama in the sarvadigana tena datara pratyayantasya datama pratyayantasya cha sarvanama samya bhavati okay any doubt so far Let's move on. Sarva, Vishwa, Ubha, Ubhaya, Datara, Datama, Anya, Anyatara. Anya Shabdasya Vishaya Sandehaha Nasti. Anya Ityasya Sarvanama Samya Bhavati. Anye, Anyasmai, Anyasmat, Ityadini Udaharanani Prasiddhani. Anyatara Shabdaha Kidrishaha. Iti Prashnaha. Tatra Ujjate. Anyatara Anyatama Shabdau Avyutpannau Swabhavat Dvi Bahu Vishaye Nidharane Vartete. Okay. So the words anyatara and anyatama are both avyutpannas. Tesham vyutpatti hi nasti. Prayena yatra tara tama iti shruyate. Tatra tarap tamap pratyaye bhavataha. Athava dataraj datamas pratyaye bhavataha. Generally when we hear this tara and tama, it is either the tarap and tamap suffixes or dataraj and datamach. But this is not the case here. They are not derived from Anya Shabda. That is, they are not derived by adding any suffix to Anya. They are both avyutpannav. Tesham vyutpatti hi nasti. Anyatara ityeva shabdaha, anyatama ityeva shabdaha. Kaha arthaha iti chet, svabhavat dvi bahu vishaye nirdharane vartete. Dvayoh vishaye nirdharane, yatha kataraha, tathaiva dvayor vishaye nirdharane, anyataraha. Evam bahunam vishaye nirdharane, anyatamaha iti shabdadvayam. भवति तत्र अन्यतमशब्दस्य गणे पाठाभावात् न संज्ञा सर्वादिगणे केवलम् अन्यतरशब्दः पठितः अन्य अन्यतर इतर अन्यतमशब्दस्य पाठेन पाठः नास्ति गणे तस्मात् तस्य सर्वनामसंज्ञा नास्ति अन्यतमः अन्यतमौ अन्यतमाः इत्येव अन्यतरशब्दस्य तु गणे पाठात् सर्वनामसंज्ञा भवति तेन अन्यतरौ अन्यतरः अन्यत अन्यतरस्मै अन्यतरस्मात् इत्यादीनि सर्वनाम संज्ञाप्रयुक्तानि कार्याणि भवन्ति सर्व विश्व उभ उभय डतर डतम अन्य अन्यतर इतर ततः त्व त्व इति शब्दद्वयं दीयते त्व त्व इति द्वावपि अन्यपर्यायौ त्वः इत्यस्य अन्यः इत्येव अर्थः अन्यशब्दस्य पर्यायत्वेन एतौ शब्दौ पठितौ कः व्यत्य अन्तरः अनयोः वाट्स् द डिफ्रेन्स् वेन् यु आर् सेयिङ्ग् बोत् आर् त्व एण्ड् त्व एण्ड् द मीनिङ्ग् इस् आल्सो द सेम् सेयिङ्ग् अदर् आर् सम्बडि एल्स् देन् वाट्स् द डिफ्रेन्स् एकः उदात्तः अपरः अनुदात्तः इत्येके सम् पीपल् क्लेम् दट् वन् आफ् दीस् इन् वन् द अकार इस् उदात्त And in the other, the akara is anudatta. Difference is in the swara. which matters in the Veda, though it might not matter in today's Laukika Prayogas. There is a difference. If there is a Swara Vyatyaya, there is a difference in the Veda. So, some claim that both of them are Akaranta Shabdas, meaning Anya. One of them has an Udatta Swara and other has an Anudatta Swara. Iti Eke, Kechana Vadanti. Eka Stantaha, Iti Apare. Anye Vadanti, Tvatu Tva. Tvatu Iti Takaranta Shabdaha, Tva Iti Akaranta Shabdaha. Iti Anye Shamatam. So, some people consider one to be Takaranta and other to be Akaranta. Okay, so both versions are there, but the one which is more accepted is the second one, saying Tvat and Tva. One is Tvat Takaranta and the other is Tva, which is Akaranta. Anya Anyatara Itara Tvat Tva Nema Nema Iti Ardhe Ardham Ityarthaha Nemaha Ityasya. So it's a word which just means half or semi. Samaha Sarvaparyayaha. Nema Sama is the next word. Sarvaparyayaha. Sarve ityarthe same iti upayujyate. Yaha sarvashabdasya paryayaha sayeva asmin gane grihyate. Tulya paryayastu neha grihyate. Sama is used in two senses. One is to mean everybody and the other is to mean equal. So we do not consider the second meaning here, that is, the sama which is used in the sense of equal is not to be treated as a sarvanama. Why? Yatha sankhya manudesha sama naam iti gyapakad. Panini himself uses this sama shabda in tulya paryaya. Yatha sankhyam anudesha sama naam samasambandhi yatra samasankhyayam, where the factors are in equal numbers, then it is yatha sankhya. So here it means equal. And Panini has not done Sudagama. If it had been a Sarvanama, it should have been Samesham. But he has used Samanam. That is why only the Sarva Paryaya. Sarva Shabdaha, Sarva Ityartheyaha, Samashabdaha, Tasyaiva Sarvanama Samya. Samesham Vidusham. Of all scholars. Iti Upayogaha Kriyate. Yadi Tulya Paryayaha, Tada Sarvanama Samya Nasti. ನಿಯಮ ಸಮಾಸೀಮ ಪೂರ್ವಪರಾವರ ದಕ್ಷಿಣೋತ್ತರ ಅಪರಾಧರಾಣಿ ವ್ಯವಸ್ಥಾಯಾಮ ಸಂಜ್ಞಾಯಾಮ ಸಮಜ್ಞಾತಿ ಧನಾಖ್ಯಾಯಾಮ ಅಂತರಂ ಬಹಿರ್ಯೋಗೋಪಸಂಜ್ಞಾನಯೋಹು ಇತಿ ಗಣಸೂತ್ರತ್ರಯಂ ಅಸ್ತಿ ಸರ್ವಾದಿಗಣೆ ಸೋ ದರ್ ಆರ್ ತ್ರೀ ಗಣಸೂತ್ರಸ್ ಇನ್ ದಟ್ ದ ಥರ್ಡ್ ಒನ್ ಇಸ್ ಅಂತರಂ ಬಹಿರ್ಯೋಗೋಪಸಂಜ್ಞಾನಯೋಹು ಓಕೆ ಸೊ ಇನ್ ದಟ್ ಸೂತ್ರ ದರ್ ಇಸ್ ಅ ವಾರ್ತಿಕ ವಿಚ್ ಸೇಸ್ ಅಪುರಿ ಇತಿ ವಕ್ತವ್ಯಂ ಪುರಶಬ್ದಃ ಪುರಶಬ್ದಃ ಯದಿ ವಿಶೇಷ್ಯಂ ಭವತಿ ತದಾ ಸರ್ವನಾಮ ಸಂಜ್ಞ ನ ಭವತಿ ಅಂತರಾಯಾಂ ಪುರಿ ಚೇತ್ಯತೆ ಬಹಿರ್ಯೋಗಾರ್ಥೆ ಅತ್ರ ಅಂತರ ಶಬ್ದ ಅಸ್ತಿ ದ ಅಂತರ ಹಿಯರ್ ಇಸ್ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್ ಬಹಿರ್ಯೋಗ ವಿಚ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಔಟ್ಸೈಡ್ ಅಂತರಾಯಾಂ ಪುರಿ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಇನ್ ಎ ಸಿಟಿ ವಿಚ್ ಲೈಸ್ ಔಟ್ಸೈಡ್ ಔಟ್ಸೈಡ್ ಸಮಥಿಂಗ್ ಓಕೆ ಹಿಯರ್ ದರ್ ಇಸ್ ನೋ ಸರ್ವನಾಮ ಸಂಜ್ಞ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿಸ್ ವಾರ್ತಿಕ ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ಅಪುರಿ ಪುರುಶಬ್ದೇ ಪುರುಶಬ್ದಸ್ಯ ವಿಷಯೇ ಅಂತರ ಶಬ್ದಸ್ಯ ಸರ್ವನಾಮ ಸಂಜ್ಞ ನ ಭವತಿ So if it had sarvanama samya, it should have been antarasyam puri, but it does is not. If the pur is the visheshana, then the word is antarayam puri. So this is in brief about the sarvanama, the words which have been told in the sarvadigana. It has not dealt with everything, just a few things to be noted about some of the words which have been included in the sarvadigana. Totally there are 35 shabdas. 35 words which get Sarvanama Samya by the Sutra Sarvadini Sarvanama. Okay. Now, actually what Dikshita next is, I mean he continues with the Sarvanama Samya Prakarana, but there is a difference between the Paninian order and Dikshita's order. That's Kaumudi itself is a different order than Panini, but in this particular case, Dikshita treats all the sutras. Actually, the Sarvanama Prakarana in Ashtadhyayi starts with Sarvadini Sarvanamani and goes on for 8 or 9 sutras. Dikshita has taken them up in a slightly different order, but I felt it was more convenient to go through the sutras once in the order of the Ashtadhyayi and then go and see what Dikshita does, because the Sarvanama Samya Prakarana is a bit complicated in the Kaumudi, because there is no prakriya. the prakriya is very easy. That is what we studied. There is just a shi, nasinyoho smatsmino, sarvanamnasmai, and ami sarvanamnasutta. That is all. The rest is all shastrartha. That is why a particular word, or what happens in a particular word, what happens in a particular samasa, etc., etc. So the subject, the topic is also slightly complicated, and the order is also slightly confusing. So what I thought is, we'll go through the Ashtadhyayi order once and get the brief meanings of the sutras. Once we know the meaning, we'll go by Kaumudi Panktis, and see what Dikshita is trying to tell in his in Kaumudi. Okay. So Ashtadhyayam Sarvanama Samya Prakaranam Arabhyate Samyayaha Vidhanena Adau Sarvanama Iti Samya Vidhiyate Samya Sutram Bhavati Sarvadini Sarvanamani Tatraiva Vartikamekam Vidyate Samyopasarjani Bhutastu Na Sarvadayaha Iti Samya Visheva Samya Vidhanam Tataha Samyayaha Vikalpaha Sarvanama Samya Kutra Vikalpena Bhavati Ityatra Ekam Sutramasti Vibhasha Diksamase Bahubrihau Anena Sutrena Sarvanama Samya Vikalpyate Bahubrihau Diksamase Sarvanama Samya Vikalpena Bhavati Iti Uchyate Tataha Samya Nishidhyate Sarvanama Samya Yatra Na Bhavati Tani Sutrani Pranitani Paninina Na Bahubrihau Bahubrihau Sarvanama Samya Na Bhavati Tritiya Samase Tritiya Tatpurusha Samase Sarvanama Samya Na Bhavati Dvandvecha Dvandva Samase Sarvanama Samya Na Bhavati Iti Trini Nishedha Sutrani. In these three, Panini tells that in these Samasas Sarvanama Samya will not be there. Okay. Tataha Uchyate Jasi Samya Vikalpaha Jas Pratyaye Pare Eva Samyayaha Vikalpaha Uchyate. There are many cases where only in case of Jas Prathama Bahuvachana there is an optional Samya ending up in two forms. Vibhasha Jasi Dvandve Chaiti Purva Sutram Dvandve Jasi Jas Pratyaye Pare Vikalpena Sarvanama Samya Bhavati Dvandve Samanyataha Sarvanama Samya Na Bhavati Iti Uktam Jas Pratyaye Pare Tu Vikalpena Bhavati Prathama Charama Tayal Pardhakatipaya Nemascha Etesham Shabdanam Jasi Vibhasha Jas Pratyaye Pare Vikalpena Sarvanama Samya Bhavati Purva Parapara Dakshinottara Paradharani Vivasthayam Asamyayam Sumagnyati Dhanakhyayam Antaram Bahiryogopa Samyanayohu Etesham Api Shabdanam Jasi Vibhasha Jas Pratyaye Pare Sarvanama Samya Vikalpena Bhavati Purve Purvaha Sve Svaha Ityadini Rupan. So these are the sutras which come in the Sarvanama Samya Prakarana. Initially he tells the Sarvanama Samya, then he gives an optional Sarvanama Samya everywhere, then he negates the Sarvanama Samya, then he gives cases where the Sarvanama Samya is optionalized only in case of Jas Pratyaya. Okay, these are the sutras. There is one more Vartika, Nitsu Samya Vikalpaha, Nit Pratyayaha, Yatha Nasi, Nye Nasi Nas Ni. Eteshu Pratyayeshu Pareshu Vikalpena Samya Vidhiyate, Vibhasha Prakarane Tiyasya Nitsu Upasankhyanam, Iti Sutrena. And there is one more related sutra which is not a Samya Sutra. It is not concerned with Samya of Sarvanama. Samya Ashrita Karya Vikalpaha. The Karya depending on the Samya is optionalized. By Purvadibhyo Namabhyova. Nasinyohu Smatsminau Purvadibhyo Namabhyova. For these words, in Nasi and Nas, the Adesha is optional. The Sarvanama Samya is there, but despite having the Sarvanama Samya, the Adesha is optional. So these are all the sutras and vartikas which have been dealt with in the Kaumudi in the Sarvanama Samya Prakarana. It is the same sutras which he deals with, but in a different order. First let's go through the Ashtadhyayi order of things and then go through the Kaumudi one. Okay. Samya Vidhanam Prathamam Sutram Adhitam Sarvadini Sarvanamani Sarvadini Shabdaswarupani Sarvanama Samyani Syuhu. It is Sutrathaha. All words which have been included in the class Sarvadi will get the Samya Sarvanama. Sarvadayascha Panchatrimshat. So there are 35 words which belong to the Sarvadigana, which we already saw. देन तदन्तस्यापि इयं संज्ञा द्वन्द्वे च इति ज्ञापकात् नॉट ओनली दीज वर्ड्स बट तदंतस दैट इवन व्हेन पार्ट ऑफ ए समास दे डू गेट सर्वनाम संज्ञा तेन परम सर्वत्र इत्यत्र त्रल परमश्चासौ सर्वश्च इति कर्मधारय समासः तत्रापि सप्तम्यास्त्रल इत्यनेन त्रल प्रत्ययः भवति द त्रल इज मैंडेटेड फॉर सर्वनामस बट इवन फॉर तदंतस इवन व्हेन द सर्वादिगण शब्दास आर इंक्लूडेड इन अ समास देयर इज सर्वनाम संज्ञा सिमिलरली परमभवकान इत्यत्र अकच् अत्रापि अव्यय सर्वनामनाम अकच् प्राक्तेः इत्यनेन अकच् प्रत्ययः तदन्तस्यापि भवति सो दिस इज व्हाट वी स्टडीड अबाउट सर्वादीनि सर्वनामानि Where is it? There should be one more slide here. One second, please. There is a Vartika here actually, which says, Samyopasarjani bhutastu na sarvadayaha. We'll anyway see this when we go through the Kaumudi again. He says, Samyopasarjani bhutastu na sarvadayaha. Samyabhutaha upasarjani bhutastu sarvadikane na antarbhavandi. Yatha, sarvo nama kashchite. So there is somebody whose name is Sarva. Sarva means all, which is correct. But what happens if there is somebody who is called Sarva? Okay. Tada Sarvanama Samya Bhavati Va Nava. If somebody's name is Sarva, will there be Sarvanama Samya for that word or not? Is a question. Tada Uchyate Samya Bhutaha. Yadi Sarvaha Nama Samya. If Sarva happens to be a person's name, then Sarvanama Samya Nasti. Then there is no Sarvanama Samya. इति सूत्रार्थः एक्सक्यूज मी दिस सेट दिस राइट संज्ञाभूताः यत्र सर्व इति कस्यचन नाम अथवा विश्व इति कस्यचन नाम इफ somebody इज कॉल्ड विश्व शुड यू से विश्वस्मै और विश्वाय इज अ क्वेश्चन देन Samyabhutaha na sarvadayaha. So if it is a samya, then it will not get sarvanama samya. It is not included in the sarvadigana. Sarvanama iti anvartha samya. That means sarvesham yani namani tani sarvanamani. Only those which can be used for anybody. Sarvaha can refer to anybody at all. Right? So only such kinds of words are sarvanama and not the name of a person. So sarvo nama kashchit tasmai. If sarva is the name of somebody, तस्मै सर्वाय देहि इत्येव साधु सो गिव इट टू somebody called सर्व द प्रयोग वुड बी सर्वाय देहि गिव इट टू एवरीबडी इत्यर्थे तु सर्वस्मै देहि ओके सो संज्ञाभूताः सर्वादिगणे न भवन्ति उपसर्जनी भूताः उपसर्जनम नाम गौणम अथवा अप्रधानम द प्रधान एंड अप्रधान इज व्हाट वी विल सी इन समासस we say, like, if you have studied a bit of grammar, you would have known, Uttara Padartha Pradhanaha Tat Purushaha, Purva Padartha Pradhanaha Vyayi Bhavaha, ityadi Uchyate. Kasya Pradhanyam, yatha Ragyaha Putraha, Raja Putraha, ityukte, Ragyaha Pradhanyam va, Putrasya Pradhanyam va, Prashnaha. Pradhanya is not importance in the Laukika sense, it is not who is more important, is the king important or se sevaka. Raja sevakaha ityukte, It is not a question of who has a higher position, Raja or Sevaka. Question is, Raja Sevakaha Gacchati. Ityukte, Raja Gacchati va, Sevako Gacchati va. Diche, Sevaka eva Gacchati. Right? So he who has an anvaya with the kriya is said to be pradhana. When we are saying Radha Sevakaha Gachati, it is the Sevaka who goes and not the king. That is why Sevaka is pradhana in this samasa. We call it Tatpurusha. Similarly, if it is bahu, Dvandva, say Rama Lakshmanau Gachataha, Rama also goes and Lakshmana also goes. That is why we say Ubhaya Padartha Pradhanaha Dvandvaha. In Dvandva Samasa, both the avayavas are important, which means both of them are associated with the Kriya. What happens when you come to Bahuvrihi Samasa? Pitambaraha Gachati. Pitam Ambaram Yasya Saha Pitambaraha. He who wears an yellow cloth is Pitambara. Pitam means yellow, Ambaram means cloth. Pitambaraha Gachati ityukte. Pitam, it is not the yellow color which goes, not even the cloth which goes, it is somebody else who is wearing the cloth. It is neither Pita nor Ambara. That is why we call it Anya Padartha Pradhanaha. Something else is actually meant here and not the words which are a part of the samasa. Okay? So that is what we mean by Pradhanya. So what is Apradhana? That which is not included in the Kriya, that which is not Pradhana is called Apradhana. That itself is referred to as Upasarjana. So Upasarjanam bhavati chet, tasya sarva sarvanama samya na bhavati. Yatha sarvam atikrantaha atisarvaha. It is a samasa. Sarvam atikrantaha. He who excels everybody is atisarva. Okay. So in atisarva, who is pradhana? Is it sarva or is it somebody else? So when you are saying atisarva, so give to atisarva, will something be given to everybody or will be given to somebody who has excelled everybody? It is obviously given to somebody who has excelled, right? So it is not sarva which is pradhana here, it is he who has crossed sarva. Okay, so atra sarva na, sarva iti padasya pradhanyam nasti. Sarva is not important in this samasa. In this samasa called sarvam atikrantaha, atikrantasya pradhanyam atu sarvasya. Tasmat sarva shabdaha upasarjani bhutaha. So we call sarva as upasarjana. If it is upasarjana, it is not included in the sarvadigana. So atisarvaya dehi, natu atisarvasmai. You will not say ati sarvasmai dehi. You will say ati sarvaya dehi. Because it is not included in sarvadigana and it does not have sarvanama samya. Here, so samyopasarjani bhutasu na sarvadayaha iti vartikam. Yadi sarvaha nama kasya chinnama tarhi sarvanama samya na bhavati. Sarvaya dehi. Yadi sarva shabdasya upasarjanattvam asti, apradhanyam asti, tadapi sarvanama samya na bhavati. Ati sarvaya dehi. Yada pradhanaha sarva shabdaha tada sarvasmai dehi parama sarvasmai dehi. So even in samasa the sarvanama samya will be there only if sarva shabda is pradhana and not gauna. So that is this vartika which is also concerned with samya vidhana. So next panini samya vikalpaha. Sarvanama samyayaha vikalpaha kutra bhavati. Vibhasha diksamase bahu vrihau. Diksamase bahu vrihau vibhasha vikalpena sarvanama samya bhavati. Koyam samasaha atra sarvanamata vasyat iti sutrarthaha ding nama nyantarale. This is sutra. Samasa vidhayaka sutra is ding nama ni antarale. Digvachakanam shabdanam antarale arthe bahuvrihi samasah vidhiyate. This comes under bahuvrihi samasa. It is a samasa between words which indicate directions in the sense of antarala. Antarala means in between. For example, uttarasyaha purvasyascha disho yadantaralam. The direction which comes in between the north and the east. What we refer to as the northeast. Samskrite uttara purva iti samasaha. It is neither north nor east. It is something which is antarala, in between north and east. Right? Ding namani, the names of directions, antarale arthe, giving the sense of being in between, there is a bahuvrihi samasa. Okay? This is uttara purva. So in this samasa, sarvanama samya vikalpena bhavati. Uttara purvasyai उत्तरपूर्वायै इत्युभयं रूपं भवति. बोथ फॉर्म्स आर करेक्ट. इफ देर इज सर्वनाम संज्ञा इट बिकम्स उत्तरपूर्वस्यै. इफ देर इज नो सर्वनाम संज्ञा इट बिकम्स उत्तरपूर्वायै. So it's very simple. It refers only to this samasa. This particular samasa, we get all the four directions: northeast, northwest, southeast, southwest. We have uttarapurva, dakshina paschima, and uttara paschima. So only for these four words it applies. And in this case, the sarvanama samnya is optional. Uttarapurvasyai ityapi bhavati, uttarapurvayai ityapi bhavati. So dingnaman vibhasha diksamase bahuvriha states that in case of the diksamasa of bahuvrihi, that is the samasa which is given by this sutra dingnaman yantarale, there is an optional sarvanama samnya. So next pangni begins with samnya nishedha. Kutra sarvanama samnya na bhavati iti chet na bahuvrihau. Bahuvrihi samase sarvanama samnya na bhavati. Okay. Ravi is giving some examples from the Aruna Prashna where this these such words are used. Dakshina Purvasyam Dishi, Uttara Purvasyam Dishi, Uttara Parasyam Dishi, etc. Correct. So in this case you could also say Dakshina Purvayam, Uttara Purvayam, etc. So the next is samnya nishedha. Where is sarvanama samnya? Not there. So na bahuvrihau. Bahuvrihi samase sarvanama samnya na bhavati. So bahuvrihau chikirshite sarvanama samnya na syat. See, the sutra is not as simple as it sounds. So we'll go to this in detail in the second round. For now, bahuvrihi samase sarvanama samnya na bhavati. Okay. So actually this in the samasa and even in the prakriya vakya before the samasa, there is a samnya nishedha. Okay. Means when we are saying a samasta pada and also in the vigraha vakya, in the vakya before doing the samasa, in both cases there is no sarvanama samnya. Matka pitrakaha, tvatka pitrakaha, iti udaharanani. Aham pita yasya saha is the vigraha. He to whom I am the father means my son. Mama putraha ityarche matka pitrakaha, tvam pita yasya saha. Tava putraha ityarche tvatka pitrakaha iti rupamasti. Atra nabahuvrihau iti sutrasya upayogaha kriyate. So why and all we'll see in the next case, next in coming classes. Tataha tritiya samase ayamapi samnya nishedha na iti anuvartate. Na bahuvriha vityataha na iti anuvartate. Tritiya samase na sarvanama samnya na bhavati. Tritiya samasaha namakaha tritiya tatpurushaha. Tritiya tatkatarthena gunavachanena ityadina tritiya tatpurusha samasaha vidhiyate. Tasmin samase tritiya tatpurusha samase sarvanama samnya na bhavati. Udaharanam masena purvaha elder by a month. Masena purvaha masa purvaha tasmai masa purvaya. Purva shabdasya sarvanama samnya asti purvasmai iti rupam kintu masena purvaha ityasti chet masa purvaya. Since this is tritiya tatpurusha, there is no sarvanama samnya. Tritiya samasartha vakya pina. Even in the vigraha vakya, if we are telling the vigraha vakya of a tritiya tatpurusha samasa, then also there is no sarvanama samnya. Masena purvaya. So whenever this there is an option of doing a tritiya samasa, whether it's a samasta pada or a vigraha, in both cases there is no sarvanama samnya. Say masena purvaya, masa purvaya. Next samnya nishedha is dvandve cha. Dvandve ukta samnya sarvanama samnya na bhavati. Dvandva samase sarvanama samnya nasti. Varnascha ashramascha itare cha. Varna and ashrama and itara. Itara shabdasya sarvanama samnya asti itare. Tesham ityukte varnashrametara iti samastam padam. Varnashrametaranam. Actually itara shabda becomes itaresham. So this should have been varnashrametaresham. But since dvanda samasa, in dvanda samasa there is no sarvanama samya, we don't have ami sarvanamna sutta. Instead we do hrasvanadhyapo nutu and natva. Nami iti dirghaha atkupangnum vivaye piti natvam varnashrametaranam. So we have samya vidhana by sarvadini sarvanamani. Samya vikalpaha vibhasha diksamase bahuvrihau. Samya nishedhaha tribhihi sutraihi. Navahu vrihau tritiya samase dvandvecha. Okay. So next prakarana is jasi vibhasha. Jasi, jas pratyaye pare samya vikalpyate. Only in case of this particular pratyaya, jas pratyaya, the sarvanama samya is said to be optional. Which means there are two forms. One like Sarve and the other like Ramaha. Vibhasha jasi iti prathamam sutram. Dvandvecha iti anuvartate. In the previous sutra he said there is no sarvanama samya in the entire dvandva samasa. But now he relaxes that a bit and says in jas pratyaya there is an optional sarvanama samya. Jasadharam yatkaryam shibhavaha. So jasi means whatever the karya which is dependent on jas, which is the shi, jasashi ityanena shi bhavaha, tatra kartavye, when intending to do shi adesha, dvandve ukta samya, sarvanama samya, vikalpena bhavati. That is, optionally you can do shi bhava and there is a form without the shi bhava. So same example, varnascha ashramascha itarecha, shashti vibhaktau sarvanama samya nishedhaha, tasmad ekameva rupam varnashrametaranam, yatha ramanam tatha varnashrametaranam. Jasi tu vikalpena samya. Samya sarvanama samya pakshe jasashi ityanena shyadeshe varnashrametare tadabhave ramaha itivat varnashrametaraha prathamayo purvasavarnaha ityanena purvasavarnadirgha. So for dvandva samasa only in jas pratyaya there is an optional sarvanama samya. But you should notice that it is not for all dvandva samasas. If a sarvanama happens to be at the end of a dvandva samasa, all these, it is not that all dvandva samasas have sarvanama samya. Dvandve, sarvatra, all, everywhere we consider only those words which have been indicated in the sarvadigana. Okay? So when all of them get sarvanama samya by sarvadini sarvanamani, but if they happen to be at the end of a dvandva samasa, then there is no sarvanama samya. Or if such a word happens to be at the end of a dvandva samasa, there is an optional sarvanama samya when followed by jas. Right? So, in any case, the final word, the last word in a samasa has to be one of the 35. Okay? It will not apply to any other word, any random word. Agrimam sutram bhavati. Prathama charama taya alpa ardha katipaya nemascha. Etesham shabdanam jasi vibhasha jas pratyaye pare vikalpena sarvanama samya bhavati. Ete jasah karyam prati arthat shibhavam prati ukta samyaha sarvanama samyaha vasyuhu vikalpena bhavanti. So these are actually, you have prathama shabda will become prathame prathamaha, charame charamaha, neme nemaha. So you should notice this is a special sutra. For the first six, prathama, charama, taya, alpa, ardha, katipaya, all these words are not in the sarvadigana. Right? Purvam aprapta samya. They do not get sarvanama samya in any other pratyaya. Only in jas pratyaya there is an optional sarvanama samya. But nema shabda is already in the sarvadigana. Anya anyatara itara tvatutva nema. Nema ityardhe ityuktam ardhartakaha nema shabdaha tasya anyeshu sarveshu sarvanama samya nityam bhavati jas pratyaye pare vikalpena. So nema, in all other pratyayas it has a compulsory sarvanama samya. Only in jas pratyaya it is optional. So prathamadinam aprapta vibhasha sarvadini sarvanamani ityanena apraptayam samyayam jasi pare anena vikalpyate sa aprapta vibhasha. Nema shabdasya vishaye tu sarvadini sarvanamani ityanena nityam samya prapta anena jasi vikalpyate prapta vibhasha. So for the first six it is aprapta vibhasha, for nema shabda it is prapta vibhasha. So putting together, it is called Ubhaya Vibhasha. You have seen this term, you have been seeing this term over and over. This is another example where for a few words it is aprapta, for one word it is prapta. Everything is optionalized, so it is called Ubhaya Vibhasha. Next one, Purva Paravara Dakshinottara Paradharani Vyavasthayam Asamnyayam. If you remember, the same sutra was given as the Gana Sutra in the Sarvadi Gana. Idameva Sarvadi Gane Gana Sutram iti Pathitam. There we said all these will get Sarvanama Samnya. Here we are saying Etesham Shabdanam Jasi Pratyaye Pare Vikalpena Samnya Bhavati. The same words in all other pratyayas, they get a compulsory sarvanama samnya. In case of just pratyaya, they have a optional sarvanama samnya. Etesham vyavasthayam asamnyayam sarvanama samnya ganapatha sarvatra ya prapta sarvatra gane patitatva sarvanama samnya prapta sa jasi vikalpena bhavati. This is prapta vibhasha only. All these words would get a compulsory sarvanama samnya by the Sarvadi and Sarvanamani. So it is being optionalized now in case of Jas. So you have Purve Purvaha, Pare Paraha, Apare Avare Avaraha, Ityadi Ritya. Swamagnyati Dhanakhyayam. Again, it is a repeat of the Gana Sutra. The word Sva, Nyati Dhana Anyavachinaha, Swashabdasya Chattvaraha Arthaha. Atma Atmiya Jnati Dhana Agnati Dhanakhyaya Yada Jnati Vachi Na Bhavati Dhanavachi Va Na Bhavati Tatra Sarvadini Sarvanamani Ityanena Nityam Sarvanama Samnya Prapyate Jasi Paretu Anena Sutrena Vikalpena Sarvanama Samnya Bhavati Sve Svaha Iti Rupa Antaram Bahivyogopa Samvyanayoho Bahivyogaha Nama exterior ityarthe upasamvyanam nama paridhanam cloth something which is worn on the body ityarthe cha antara shabdasya sarvanama samnya asti nityam bhavati jasi paretu vikalpena bhavati bahye paridhaniye cha arthe antara shabdasya ya prapta samnya sarvadini sarvanamani ityanena prapta jasi vikalpena bhavati. Antare antaraha grihaha nama bahyaha grihaha ityarthe antare ityapi bhavati antaraha ityapi bhavati antare antaraha va shatakaha nama paridhaniyaha materials which are worn as upper garments are called shataka. So there also we have a vikalpena sarvanama samnya bhavati. So all these are jasi vibhasha. Vibhasha jasi prathama charama tayalpardha katipaya nemascha purva paravara dakshinottara paradharani vyavasthayam asamnyayam swamagnyati dhanakhyayam and antaram bahivyogopa samvyanayoho. Okay, so these are all the sutras which are there in the ashtadhyayi. There is one more vartika, nitsu samnya vikalpaha. Vibhasha prakarane tiyasya nitsu upasankhyanam. He says upasankhyanam, you have an addition. Vibhasha prakarane, in this optional sarvanama samnya prakarana, tiyasya nitsu, tiya iti pratyaha, tiya pratyasya nitsu, ng itu esya saha nit, nit pratyayeshu pareshu, vikalpena samnya bhavati. Tiyantasya ke nitaha, nye nasi nas ni, ityeteshu pratyayeshu pareshu, sarvanama samnya vikalpena bhavati. Dvitiyasmai dvitiyaya dvestiyaha ityanena tiya pratyaha vidhitaha tiya pratyantasya sarvanama samnya vikalpena bhavati. Dvitiyasmai dvitiyaya tritiyasmai tritiyaya. So you have dvestiyaha and tres samprasaranam cha. These are the sutras which give tiya pratyaya. So if a word ends with tiya, then it gets an optional sarvanama samnya in only these four pratyayas. In the last sutra concerned, Purvadibhyo Navabhyova. Beginning from Purva, nine words starting from Purva. So if you go back, you see here there are seven. पूर्व पर अवर दक्षिण उत्तर अपर अधर स्व एंड अंतर सो दीज नाइन आर रेफर्ड टू एज पूर्वादिभ्य नवभ्य वा किं वा भवति पूर्वसूत्रमस्ति नसिंहो स्मात् स्मिनौ पूर्वादिभ्यो नवभ्यो वा एभ्यः नवभ्यः नसिंहो स्मात् स्मिनौ वा स्तः तेन किं भवति पूर्वस्मात् पूर्वात् स्वस्मात् स्मात् अन्तरस्मात् अन्तरात् इत्यादि भवति एवमेव पूर्वस्मिन् पूर्वे स्वस्मिन् स्वे अन्तरस्मिन् अन्तरे इति भवति So to sum up, in jas pratyaya, there are few which get optional sarvanama samya. One is a dvandva samasa, the other is prathama charamataya, alpa ardha katipaya, and these nine. The nine which start with purva and end with antara. All of them get an optional karya in jas. This tiya and tiya will get an optional sarvanama samya in smat, smin and smai. Okay, which means the Ngit Pratyaya, which is effectively Smai, Smat and Smin. So these nine, Purva to Antara, all these nine will get an optional Sarvanama Samya in Nasi and Ngi, that is Pur, Smat and Smin. Okay. If it is a Bahuvrihi Samasa, if it is a Tritiya Tatpurusha, if it is a Dvandva Samasa, there is no Sarvanama Samya. Everywhere else there is Sarvanama Samya. So this is what we have to know for the Prayoga. What to use? It's always very confusing. We use Purvasmat or we use Purvat. Purvasmat is okay. When you use Purvat, you read out how is it Vikalpa. It is because of Purvadibhyo Namabhyova. Similarly, when we say Purve or Purvaha, it's always bordering on confusion, which is the correct form. Since there are many optional cases, we know this. The best way to understand the Prakriya or to know the Prayogas very well is to by heart these 10 sutras in order. There are only 9 or 10 sutras. If you know them in order, then there can never be any confusion on whether the particular form is correct or not for a sarvanama. So this order, I thought, is more useful for the prakriya or for the prayoga, to know the actual prayoga. But there is many things which are given in the Kaumudi about the sarvanama samya prakarana, which we will see in the next class. Please go through these sutras. If you know them, the next ones will be clearer. If you are still in confusion over these, then that would be even more confusing. Okay. Any doubts in today's class? Vasuji? Huh. Tell me.
My question is, na bahubriho is 1129.
Yeah.
It negates the sarvanama sanya for bahubrihi samasya pada. Right?
No, not for the samasya.
So you can create bahubrihi with the sarvanama sanya.
No.
Right?
No.
Because it's Vibhasha Diksamase Bahubriho. I thought it gives an exception for Bahubrihi Samasa for direction related compounds.
Yes, correct. So the general Siddhanta is in Bahubrihi Samasa no Sarvanama Samya except for Diksamasa where there is an optional Sarvanama Samya. Okay. Huh. No.
So if that is the understanding.
Huh.
The order should be na bahubriho and then the vibhasha diksamase bahubriho.
Huh.
Or
correct, but there are valid reasons for why Panini phrased it like that. Okay. One thing is he wanted to put the Nishedha Sutras together, starting with Nabahubriho, Tritiya Samasa and Dvandvecha. If we told Nabahu Vriha and then said Vibhasha, then he would have had to negate again. He said a Nishedha, he said a Vikalpa. What will go on to the next? Is it Vikalpa or Nishedha? It has to be the Vikalpa, logically, right? So that is one reason, and there are other reasons also. Okay.
For want of time, we may not do that now, right now. But my question is, so na bhakti bhakti ho dvitiya samase na dvitiya samase na dvande all mean that in the compounding they will not get the satnam sanya.
Correct. Yes.
Okay. And with the exception of dvitiya samasas.
If it is a bahu, even if it's generally the thing is na bahuriho. In bahurihi, it should not have sarvanama samya. But if it happens to be diksamasa, it gets an optional sarvanama samya. So that is an exception to the nishedha. Initially there was prapti, then there was nishedha. To overrule the nishedha, he made another sutra to say that will get optionally. Any other questions? No? We stop? Inakshara samam naayam adhikam moheshwara kutsum vyakaranam proktam tasmai paninaye namaha vakyakaram vrajim bhashyakaram patanjalim paninim sutrakaram sapranatosmimanitrayam नमस्कृत्य तदुक्ति परिभाव्य च वैयाकरण सिद्धांत कौमुदी रच्यते।